Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, and let fire devour your cedars. Howl, O cypress tree, for the cedar has fallen, for the mighty ones have been spoiled. Howl, O oaks of Bashan, for the inaccessible forest has come down. Hear the voice of howling of the shepherds, for their magnificence has been spoiled. Hear the voice of roaring of lions, for the excellency of the Jordan has been spoiled. This is what the Lord my God says. Tend the flock of slaughter, whose owners slaughter them, but they do not bear the guilt. And each of those who sell them says, Blessed is the Lord, for I have gained riches. And their shepherds do not have compassion on them. For I will no longer have compassion on the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. And I am about to deliver up each man into the hand of his neighbour, and into the hand of his king. And enemies will strike the land, but I will not save them from their grip. And I tended the flock of slaughter, which is why, O oppressed ones of the flock, I took two rods. One I called beauty, and the other I called binders. And I tended the flock. And I obliterated three shepherds in 1 month, for I was impatient with them, and also their whole being loathed me. And I said, I will not tend you. Let her that is dying die, and her that is being obliterated be obliterated. And as for those who remain, let them eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff beauty, and I broke it asunder, to break my covenant which I made with all the nations. And it was broken on that day, and the oppressed of the flock who had regard for me knew this, for it was the word of the Lord. And I said to them, If it is good in your sight, give me my wages, and if not, then decline. And they weighed out my wages, 30 silver coins. And the Lord said to me, Throw it to the potter, the grand sum of the valuation at which I was valued by them. So I took the 30 silver coins, and I threw them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I broke my second staff, binders, to break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, Get yourself a foolish shepherd's implement again, for I am about to raise up a shepherd in the land. He will not take care of those who are being obliterated. He will not seek that which has been driven out. He will not heal what is broken. He will not sustain what is still standing, but he will eat the meat of the fatted calves and tear their hooves apart. Woe to the vain shepherd who abandons the flock. Let a sword be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm will completely waste away, and his right eye will become utterly dim.